located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday on the radio. Here with Katie Heinrich, the associate professor with K-State Department of Kinesiology, to discuss the Army training study. Also still here with Sarah Cosgrove, postdoctoral research fellow with the department. And we talked a lot about the study in that first segment. And now I guess I want to talk a little bit about what you know so far, or I guess in some cases, what you don't know so far.
Yeah, so that's the beauty of doing a cluster randomized clinical trial, is your study is powered on the clusters that you enroll over time. So we have groups that we're enrolling over time each year. And so we actually can't look at any of our data. We can't do any of our analyses until we've completed all of our recruitment. We do provide individual participants with feedback on their fitness testing and body composition testing and health testing at each time point, but we haven't done any overall analysis, and we probably won't be able to do so for at least a couple more years. So it takes patience. Science takes patience.
It does. And I guess Sarah talked about that process a little bit and just what you found so far in this process.
What I found for the data?
Not necessarily for the data, but I guess just the study itself and what you found as far as the process so far.
So this is the first randomized controlled trial that I've ever participated in as a researcher. And so it's a little bit anxiety producing to not know what your data actually say. Usually you can look at your data, at least even in a preliminary analysis, to kind of see what's going on. But right now we don't have any control over what data we're getting.
And I guess, Katie, we talked about this a little bit during the break, but if you can share with our listeners just the importance of that aspect of the research, that's true with any sort of scientific research, how important it is to, you know, wait till the study's complete to really kind of go into the data.
Yeah, you have a hypothesis that you develop when you're doing a research study. And as a researcher, it's great when that's supported or when you find something significant, because significant results tend to get published. They tend to be more newsworthy versus something that might show no change. We're looking at changes in body composition for our military participants, and let's say we don't see that. Well, how is that news? You know, it's not as exciting to see that. So you have to be patient. You have to wait till you've collected all your data and then run your analyses instead of looking at it ahead of time and, you know, maybe creating some undue influence that you didn't mean to on your participants when they're doing the tests for fitness or body composition.
And we're discussing the Army Training at High Intensity study. And Katie, I guess some folks maybe just getting in their car and tuning in and wondering what we're talking about. Just again, a brief general overview of this study.
Sure. So this study, we've been recruiting at Fort Leavenworth, the Command and General Staff College. We've been recruiting officers who participate in 6 months of exercise training and then a baseline test, a post-test, and then a follow-up in another couple months. Our main outcome we're looking at is changes in body composition. We're also looking at changes in fitness, and participants are randomized to either the Army Physical Readiness Training Program or to a high-intensity functional training program, for which we're using CrossFit training. And most recently, we've opened up recruitment to those who are in the reserves or National Guard of any branch of the military here in the Manhattan area. And so that's the group that we're currently recruiting for and hoping to add additional participants to this group and get the training started later this month.
And again, this study is the ultimate goal to just look at different training methods and comparing those results.
You know, it's interesting. The Army actually has not done a published randomized control trial of their own training program. And they've been constantly in the process of trying to improve that, as well as try to improve the test that they give, which currently is 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of sit-ups, and a two-mile run. And so in this study, we are actually doing a randomized test study of the Army training program, as well as the fitness test. That's part of our fitness testing protocol. But we're also looking at the effects of high-intensity functional training, which is done by quite a few in the Army. And there, in the past, have been some concerns about injury with certain types of that training because of not having supervision and coaching and sequencing of the exercise program, all of things we've incorporated into our study. And so it should provide really useful data, not only for us as researchers, but for the Army as well.
And how appropriate is it that if anybody's going to be doing that study, it should be K-State being right by Fort Riley? And again, I guess if you can remind us about the funding mechanisms for this, because this isn't just a isolated thing that K-State's doing by itself. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of partners here.
Yeah, so this study is funded by the National Institutes of Health, specifically the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, and it's a five-year study. It's under a funding mechanism, which is called an R01. So it's a larger mechanism that goes over time, funded by the federal government, funded by some taxpayer dollars as well.
And looking at the PowerPoint that you sent me that kind of goes over some of this information, some of the background that increasing rates of overweight and obesity among active duty military, I think you have a 13% increase across all service branches. Army, the highest at 16.1%, 15% for the Navy, Coast Guard around 10%, Air Force 9.9%, 5% Marine Corps. So I guess kudos to them for being the lowest. Like, one of my best friends from college is in the Marines. He would probably really enjoy that stat and probably screenshot that and put that on his Facebook for all his friends in the military. Sarah, if you can again remind us, as we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left, just a reminder for those who may be interested, the criteria, or was that more of a Katie thing?
Oh, of criteria. I thought you were going to ask me about the website.
Oh, no. You just shared that criteria.
We're looking for people who will be in the Manhattan area for about 9 months, and we're looking for reservists and individuals who are in the National Guard for any branches of the military. We are looking for people who are not on any exercise profile that will limit them from exercising, and women who are pregnant or nursing are ineligible for participation.
And again, Katie, again, if anybody's interested, how do they get in contact with you all?
Yeah, so our website is ksu.edu/athis, that's A-T-H-I-S, or interested people can also email us at athis, A-T-H-I-S, at ksu.edu, and Sarah will get back to them very quickly.
Yes.
On the website, there's also a contact us form that people can go and fill out.
Very good. That was Katie Heinrich, Associate Professor at K-State Department of Kinesiology, Sarah Cosgrove, Postdoctoral Research Fellow with the department. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing this information with us. We don't see you again. Early Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and all that stuff.
Same to you. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks so much. Dave, it's all yours.
All right. Good job this morning. Thanks, ladies, for coming in. Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, NBAF Director of Partnership Development Marty Veneer will be joining us for a regular monthly visit. And Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins also in the studios. Rest of the lineup, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon, K-State Women's Basketball. From Bramlage Coliseum, broadcast begins at 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kaif. And Smoke and Flames.